evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show. We talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about your life. We talk about your issues. And we talk about how to get some peace in your life. You know, last week we had Jane Sibbett and Scott Steele on behalf of Brazzo, the man from Croatia who gazes. And for those people who are interested on that, so it would have been March 20th. If you missed the program, you should go up on the archives. It's a real good program up there, and very interesting. And so miracles are happening because of this wonderful man who carries the energy of the divine, as we all do. But there is something about this man's gazing that is very special. So, you know, tonight we're going to talk about whatever you want. It's a free-form night, really. Free-form about whatever it is that you want to talk about. You know, before I, when I prepare for this show, one of the things that I do is I move into the space of the Akashic Record. I open the Akashic Record with a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key, shifts the energy to make the information accessible. That's how I access the Akashic Record. Now, for people who are not familiar with the Akashic Record, it's like the Book of Life. It carries the energy of all things, and it carries the energetic imprint, if you will, of every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time and beyond, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. Now, as humans, we have choices. Now, people say, well, is the future in the Akashic Records? Well, what's in the Akashic Record energy is the many probabilities and possibilities of outcome. It's like the divine game of Clue, but nobody gets murdered, or maybe everybody gets murdered, or somebody gets murdered, but it's, or people just die. But the idea is that the Akashic Record holds the energy of possibilities, and when we access the Akashic Record on behalf of you, so I do need your permission to access your Akashic Record. When that happens, you get to ask all the questions you've ever wanted to ask. We've also referred to the Akashic Records as God's great search engine. And that what that means is that everything is held, all information is held in the Akashic Record. And so the more specific the question, the better the answer. So this hour is devoted to your curiosities about your life, or your curiosities about how the world works, or why things are happening the way they're happening. So, but again, the more specific the question, the better the answer. And you also want to know that you can call in and talk and ask your questions. And the numbers for tonight are 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and Akashic Wisdom is what I do. I've been a teacher now for 14, almost 15 years, and I do individual consultations, and I teach people how to access their own personal Akashic Records. So this has been my life for a long time, and so I am here to enjoy this time with you. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about miracles. You know, when we were talking about last week, we were talking about miracles that happen with healing. And one of the things that is important, and I think is important for us all to look at, is that we all have the possibility, the probability, and the ability, if you will, to create miracles in our lives. And as I said last week, there Albert Einstein, I think I'm going to, this is going to be my mantra here, is he said there's two ways of looking at life, and that is nothing is a miracle, and the other way is everything is a miracle. So I'm adopting the concept that everything is a miracle. And when I wake up in the morning, I think it's a miracle. I think it's a miracle that my body is designed to sleep and rest. I think it's a miracle that I'm able to wake up in the morning and smell fresh coffee when I make it, and to see the sunrise and to hear the birds singing and the deer, to see the deer in my backyard. And I think that's a miracle. I think it's a miracle that I can see it all. And, you know, I know that doctors have figured out how our bodies work, but they haven't figured out how our bodies heal in the most important ways. And what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, and this is not really necessarily new information, I don't think. I think this is something that many people know, that illness itself all has its internal core belief or internal core place that disease actually starts in the emotion. Now, the doctors won't necessarily admit that, and they are not understanding how to cure some major diseases. But I would love to see, and I need to really Google this, so if somebody has information on this, I would love to see it. I would love to see if somebody has done a study of the similarities of the emotional state of certain types of cancers or certain types of MS or certain types of arthritis. I want to know what the emotional correlations are and what the emotional similarities are in the various diseases. I think that would be an important research project, because when we go about healing our bodies, we must first, along with, heal our minds, our emotions, and our belief systems. The people who have spontaneous remissions are also important to study. And we have a correlation here between the energetic frequency of our own belief systems, because, you know, everything on our planet has a vibration and frequency, whether it's our thought, whether it's our words, whether it's our actions, including all the things. The vibrations and frequencies are everywhere, from the tables that we eat on to the chairs that we sit on, the radios. I mean, everything on the planet is made up of vibration frequency, and it depends on how fast or slow that's going. Now, what's important is to understand this is coming from the records now. So if there's scientists out there or medical people, I'd love to talk to you about this and have you ask questions, because Donna doesn't have the information to ask the questions. I'm just bringing forth this information. But what they're saying is that everything has a vibration and frequency, and because everything has a vibration and frequency, there is a vibration and frequency to each disease, and the variety of levels of vibration and frequency are also calculated based on the emotional and mental state of the patient at the time the disease manifests. So, what is the correlation and similarity of the various people with the various health challenges? And that type of information can be extremely important, because what I'm also hearing is that when we're able to correlate the vibration and frequency of the mental, emotional, and physical beingness, that will determine the amount or type of medicine or vaccine or chemo or whatever that the person can take to heal. And in some cases, that if in fact it's we can correlate the mind-body emotional and physical vibrations and frequencies, many times by actually adjusting those frequencies, actual medicine may not be necessary. Now, this is very interesting. I've never brought any of this before through. This is brand new information for me, as it is for you. But I'd like you to consider the implications and the quote-unquote miracles that could happen when we align ourselves consciously to neutralize the negative aspects of our mental and emotional states. And what I'm also hearing is that when you have an experience, whether it's with Brazzo or a faith healer, you know, that lays hands on, or any other type of energy healer, where there is a major turnaround in the situation, in the challenge, it's because the frequencies, the vibrations and frequencies were, what I'm hearing is literally neutralized and aligned with not only the divine, but the divine within the individual. And so the spontaneous healings happen when that alignment happens. And I find that absolutely fascinating. And it's about being able to do, it's interesting, to doing, it's about doing the mathematical calculations of the various frequencies that literally could affect the human body energetically. So that was a mouthful. That's kind of interesting stuff. Love to hear some comments on that one. If you'd like to call in and talk and comment, or if you just have a question about your life, or let's say, or maybe you were in Phoenix this past weekend, or in Portland the weekend before, and not Portland. I was in San Diego last weekend. But if you're in Phoenix this weekend and you'd like to talk about your experience with Brazzo, that would be great. You can dial in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. We're on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. My name is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show. Now, the other thing that would be important is to understand that when you actually move into having a consultation, you can actually ask whatever questions you want. And here we have a caller, and then I'll give you an example. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello. Is that me?
It's you. This is me. Is that you?
Oh, I guess it is. Donna, I wanted to bring up, I was listening to you talking about the vibrational frequencies of human beings. And absolutely, you are very correct that everything has a vibrational frequency to neutralize all viruses and fungi, parasites and bacteria. I'm not sure if you're aware of this gentleman, but there is a gentleman by the name of Robert C. Beck. Now, Mr. Beck was a physicist and engineer, still is, actually.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And he was able, he actually found the electrical current to the human system. And this is directly dealing with our blood. That he's been able to cure cancer, AIDS, and just about every kind of virus that actually exists, a virus, fungus, parasite, and anything that would have to do with the blood, simply by introducing a microelectric current into the bloodstream, which would neutralize all of these parasites and viruses and funguses. While one, you neutralize them, not actually killing them, but just neutralizing them, and then simply being expelled through the auditory functions of the body.
Back up for 1 second. I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Robert.
Okay, Robert. This is fascinating. The reason I say that is because, and I don't want you to lose that thought. But what's important is when I was talking about this, that information was coming from the Akashic Records. And they were actually showing me the infusion of electrical currents in the body. That's exactly what they were showing me. And that's very fascinating to me. And then you said, okay, so the different things within the blood would be neutralized. And then what was the next statement? And how would neutralizing the blood, how would that then maintain itself?
Okay, well, as far as I understand what Dr. Beck explained this, and he's been successful about 97% of all these studies he has done, is that what it neutralizes is the infection or the virus itself. When you introduce the electric current in through the bloodstream, any parasitic virus that does not belong in the blood, okay, when it is interacted with a microcurrent of voltage, it is not able to reproduce itself, meaning that it neutralizes itself, and as it's neutralized, and the body functions how they work on a daily basis, excrete the feces and the urine will excrete themselves in a natural process without creating more carbon copies of themselves, I guess.
Interesting. Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that.
You didn't interrupt me. I was listening to you. I quite frankly, I put in... I'm in front of my computer, and I looked up Dr. Robert C. Beck, and it talks about, it's a YouTube thing. I'm not going to listen to YouTube while I'm on the air, but what I'm not understanding is, he still alive? Is he still around? Okay.
Because the
discovery was done. It was done. It says in 1990 at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City.
That's absolutely correct. And what Robert Beck did was he just basically followed up on the information that was passed on through him. That there was actually two scientists at the Albert Einstein Institute of Technology, and that's absolutely correct. That he just expounded on their discovery, saying, look, you can cure AIDS, cancer, and everything else through this electrical current shock that you put through your system. And he has been 97% correct on all the studies and all the patients. And by the way, all the patients he did use were on their last. I don't
last
know.
Hope.
I don't want to describe it. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Last
on the
hope.
Last
yeah.
Night.
Okay. All right.
So wow. It was absolutely amazing to me, and because my mother just has recently developed these cancerous lesions in the lymph nodes, I said, "Mom, I said, okay, look, I just went right after it. I said, I gotta find something that's gonna work here." And the moment I started looking and digging, this man came up. And this man is simply amazing. Now, he doesn't sell anything. If you go to Bob Beck's website, he sells nothing. He will give you directions on how to build this electric device, but there are several companies who will build or who do build these, they're called bug zappers, basically, which kill all the...
A blood electrifier. Yeah, mini zap or something, that's what it's saying. Yeah.
Right. So the one I purchased called a Versa Zapter, which is programmable and you can use it in many aspects. Now there's several different cures for cancers. Not necessarily talking about AIDS, because Mr. Beck was going after this because of the AIDS epidemic. Now, there's several different cures. You can go the very natural way, which there was, I just slips my mind right now. I cannot remember this man, but he was a German physician who had already found the cure for cancer. This was going back before World War II in the early 1930s, which basically said that if you do natural juices from organic vegetables, fruits and vegetables, in juice form, in oral form, and the biggest thing, I guess, the part of the proponent that would be the biggest part of this would be a coffee enema, okay? Which also he, in his studies, had cured somewhere in the vicinity of 97-98% of his patients of any and all cancers. And, of course, his work was shut down again. And it always comes down to the same damn thing. You know, you got Big Pharma, GlaxoSmithKline, and you got the progenitus of the mega food system, which is Monsanto, which they've manipulated and destroyed the basic genome of producing natural organic food. It always comes down to the same garbage. These people, which is part of the Illuminati system, you can call it whatever you want, they want the destruction and decline of the human race, and it's disgusting to me. It is simply disgusting that I have to watch my mother having to go through this right now. Okay, and she's going to be cured because actually, as we speak right now, the Vera Zapper, the blood zappers, is in to me right now, and I figure within just about 3 weeks she should be cured. But I've got her on all three systems of cure through the natural process of the fruits, the ingestion of all the fruits and vegetables.
The raw food diet, the raw food vegetables and stuff like that. Okay.
Yes, the juicing system, and it's kind of hard to force into the colonic of the caffeine. She's 73 years old, and it's difficult, and it's embarrassing. By the way, the last thing I would like to bring up would be that Dr. Robert Beck also said colloidal silver. Now, colloidal silver is able to cure 630 different diseases in the blood, and he says it's very simple to make. So I followed the instructions, and I'm doing it right now, and I got to tell you something. I've only been on it 4 days myself, and I have no ailments of any kind. I feel terrific. After 4 days' use of making this colloidal silver, it's very, very, very simple. You simply go to your local jeweler. You can buy a 12-inch rod of 0.9999 silver. You split that silver rod in half, okay?
Uh-huh.
You simply take needle nose pliers and create a half loop on one end so you can sit on top of a piece, your glass, your drinking water glass, okay? You put those rods in the water, make sure that they don't touch, okay? Then what you do is get some alligator clips that have wire attached to both ends. So you have alligator clips to both ends with a piece of copper wire. And then you simply attach 4 9-volt batteries. Now, when you put those batteries onto the silver rods that sit in the water, you extract nanosilver. Now, as you extract nanosilver into the water, it only takes about a minute. Now, Dr. Beck says about 2 minutes. That I believe he was only using like a 1 9-volt or 2 9-volt batteries. But to create the nanosilver, you probably want, and I would always use 4 batteries.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the voltage, the more nanosilver you extract, the smaller the particle, which, again, will not get trapped in your skin, which, of course, that's the biggest
issue.
Yes, thank you. That is on your body, the biggest tissue on your body.
Yeah.
And then you can excrete it very quickly when you take hot showers. But the beauty of the nanosilver is that because it has such high potential to alleviate your body of all toxins, every kind, funguses, parasites, you name it, it extracts it. It's amazing. In the last 4 days, small be 5 days for me, I feel incredible. I feel absolutely incredible. I don't know any other way to explain it, but I also know that you can use all three systems, like I said, where you can go with the natural system of the fruits, vegetables, and the juices, and, of course, the enemas. You can go with the nanosilver and the blood zapper, current zapper in the blood. If you do all three of those, I think you will never be harmed by any particulates of any kind. You will never get sick again. You'll never get cold again. You will never have a flu. Especially with the Fukushima thing, with all these, now they're saying 10,000 times per part of radiation that these people have been inflicted with, that won't ever have an effect on any human being, because anything that human being can be affected through is through the blood system. If you can eliminate all diseases and anything that could enter the blood, you cannot get sick. And I know I'm rambling, but this was a very new discovery to me, and I studied thoroughly, and it just blew me away.
Well, no, I so appreciate you calling, Robert. Is this the first time you're listening to the show, or have you listened before?
No, this is the first time I call.
I'm saying this is the first time you're like kind of tuned in. Is that right?
That's correct. I was actually listening to Dr. Agnew prior to you.
All right. Well, you know, I'm so glad you called. The reason I say that is because this is so important for humanity. The piece that I would ask you to look at also is the emotional state of your mom. And would you mind just sharing her first name with me? Is that okay with you?
No, that's fine. Her name is Renee.
And so the reason I say that is because what's coming here is that there is a certain amount of despair And again, I can't open the records of anybody, number one, without their permission. And this is, so I'm not, I want you to know that I'm not going into her records because she's not here, she doesn't have my permission. But as it relates to you and your desire to help her, it's going to be important that you realize that she, there's a part of her that has been in this, and this is the words of the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records. She's been in a state of despair, and to the point that she, in fact, may not have even noticed it. And it started about 3.5-4 years ago. So
you're absolutely correct, by the way.
Okay.
You're 100% correct about saying that. It did start about 3 or 4 years ago. I would like to interject something else. There's my brother is very much into the spiritual martial arts. Now, we live here in Arizona, and my brother lives in Sedona. Now, he had recently opened a dojo for the spiritual arts, okay?
Interesting.
And it is, of course, martial arts, but it's the spiritual arts. It's how he would perceive this. Now, unfortunately, he's had to close his dojo down due to the economic system that we are all being suspected to. But he had a martial, a true master, and he just simply goes by the name of Master Joe. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Is it C-H-O?
No, Master Joe.
Oh, J-O-E, Joe?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, Master Joe.
Okay.
You know, he is a direct descendant of well, he's not, he is a master. He is Chinese. I was going to say he is not. He's a direct descendant of China, which is ridiculous, right?
Okay.
But I actually watched his demonstrations that he put on because my brother had him come up for demonstrations. I watched this man stand on a piece of paper and not fall through this piece of paper. It was amazing to me. I was up on stage with him when 20 guys on each side of him had a sword up to his neck with ropes wrapped around his neck that the sword, the way he positioned the swords, would slice through his neck. Okay, they did no damage to him. And we pulled as hard as we could possibly pull. It was simply amazing. The man touched my hand. He says, "You feel heat?" In very broken English, he says, "Do you feel heat?" I said, "No." Then he put his hands together between two pieces of paper towel with a piece of tinfoil inside that. He didn't rub it. He didn't do anything. He just simply touched it and put it on my hand. He basically burned my hand. It was incredible.
Oh. Wow.
It was absolutely incredible. So he was using all his chi energy, everything that he would collect from the collective universe to bring down into him. It was the most incredible thing I ever saw. I told my brother, I said, you know, and my brother's name is Marco. And I said to him, I said, "Marco," I said, "I love you." I said, "I don't believe in a lot of this stuff." He says, "Well, you'll believe it when you see it." And boy, was he right. It was absolutely amazing. So it tells me that there are so many things in this universe, physically and unphysical, that we don't understand.
Right.
And when I started just wholeheartedly looking into the physical and non-physical energies that we can create or non-create or simply choose to ignore. And this
right.
is the problem with most human beings on this planet. They choose not to understand the real reality, but will choose to go, I mean, can you imagine yourself that you are riddled with cancer, and the doctor comes to you and says, "Well, you have 3 weeks to live, or you can go through chemo, which will destroy your whole immune system, and will leave it to chance." I mean, these
right.
people are trying to create, these people are trying to, not create, but they're trying to cure cancer with poison. It's a sick, twisted society.
Well, the other thing, though, you have to understand something, Robert, is that from a spiritual point of view, if we were to take a higher look at this. Now, you have to understand that as you climb up the mountain, the farther you go, the bigger the picture is.
Right.
And you just really need to look at that type of a concept. And so as we are moving up the mountain as a species, which is exactly what we're doing, is we're moving up the mountain so that we can see all of our choices. And the choices are not necessarily, it's not about good or bad choices so much as choices that bring us pain, bliss, or evenness.
Agreed.
And each one carries its own blessings and consequences.
Absolutely.
So the idea here is that we as a species are choosing to move up the mountain, and as we are ready to discard our pain, we are more readily available within our own beingness to receive the bliss of our divine self. And in our quest to remain on the planet in a healthy way, it is then incumbent of us to release that which no longer serves us, whether it be illness, whether it be emotional stress, whatever it may be. The other piece is that we as a species and higher beings in a physical body also need to honor the contracts of those around us who we love, who have their own reasons for being and who have their own past.
I definitely agree with you. I absolutely concur with everything you said. My question is this now. Because of everything that's taking place at this time, and I believe that the earth changes are very, very real. I mean, we can see them unfolding in front of us. All you have to do is get onto any website, and you can see the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the land masses that are opening up right now. As we stand as a human race right now, and as we try to achieve a type one civilization, okay, and we're all fighting so many different angsts in our own minds, what we perceive to be real, what we are now discarding as unreality. We have to achieve oneness or solidarity, I guess, within our own subconscious soul, spiritual mind. I guess that's the way I'm seeing it. As these earth changes take place, there's going to be many, many, many lives lost, which just so hardens my heart, because I love humanity. I love people. I love to interact with people. I love what we are, but I love more what we can become. How do you take all this in and come out with a sense of how should I put this? How do we do this with a sense of oneness and equality and beauty and love to supersede the superficial reality that we have all created? How do you look at that? I'd like to get your answer. I mean, in the times that we're in right now, and in the all these earth changes that are taking place at this moment, and we can see them. Everyone that is awake right now, including you and me, and millions of others, who are all awakened to what is taking place. How do we deal with the reality of so many lives that are going to be lost, who are unaware of all the circumstances that are taking place, and just going down to the basic level of every human being who has a family, who has a loved one. My mother and my father. My mother's 73, my father's 83. How do we deal with the overwhelming reality of what everybody's going to have to come to the reality? This is coming to fruition right now with all the earthquakes, the volcanoes. This has been more active than it ever has been. The cracking of tectonic plates and the splitting open of land masses that are taking place worldwide. This is a fact. How do we deal with our individual situations when everybody is going to be so ruptured in this situation? This is my question.
Well, you have to understand that no matter when what we perceive to be as death happens, that we are never prepared for it. No matter if it's with a cataclysmic event or with an individual death of a loved one, we're never ready. But the reality is that there are masses of individuals that have contracted to leave at the same time. And what's important to understand is at the time that those individuals in mass leave, they actually become more powerful on the other side than if they were here in body. And so as those individuals leave in large masses, like the tragedy that just happened in Japan, when it first happens, and when it happens to your family, and when you have to go through such hardship and destruction, there's no way that a person could be humanly comforted. The only way that we as humans observing this can be comforted is to move into the divinity that we know to be who we are. It's the only way that you get through any kind of death, whether it's in mass or when it's an individual. And I personally can tell you that because I've lost two husbands, my parent and both of my parents and aunts, etc. But what I'm saying is the only way that a person gets through the loss of a loved one is to move into their divinity. Now, that being said, we as a species, and they keep using this word species, is because we as human beings need to come together at a point of such deep, and I'm going to use the word prayer, or such deep elevation of vibration, so as to ensure our own awareness so that we become even more aware of literally the earth changes beneath our feet. And when we move into our deep divinity in an awareness point of view, we become more in tune with Mother Earth, and we are able to have a better idea, very much like the animals. For example, when an earthquake or a tsunami is going to happen, the animals run for high land. There's very few animals that will be totally destroyed because they feel it coming before the humans do. They know it's coming. And they'll move. I mean, obviously, the fish and et cetera in the oceans are right on board. They know exactly what's happening. But the reality is that we also, as humans, need to become much more in tune by putting our feet on the ground, literally our bare feet on Mother Earth, so that we can feed the Mother Earth as well as Mother Earth can feed us. And I hope this makes sense to you, but the idea here is every time a mass exit of human beings happens, it's incumbent of us to move into deep meditation of honoring, of gratitude, and of love for the divine.
I agree with you 100%. And I've always had that. I mean, I'm a local business owner, and I always take time to look at Mother Nature. I always take time to look at the tree that provides for me. I am an advocate of pure love and energy for what has created us.
Right.
We can sit here and people are so, I mean, you call them incandescent light bulbs, you know? They turn on in the morning and they go off at night, and they see nothing. I've had friends and still have friends who are so caught up in the religion of greed that they have no clue of what we are living on, this living, breathing entity who is about to get ready to grow.
Yes.
Because growth
is
part
Mother
of the
Earth
universe.
Is not gonna explode. No, Mother Earth is not going to explode in our lifetime. But it's
no explosion. I said to grow.
Oh, to grow, right, to grow, yes, exactly.
To grow.
Right, mm-hmm. That's right. Well, and the other thing is that if we can look at it in a way, and again, this is not meant to be anything but an example of a visualization. If we could only look at what of Mother Earth stretching, the various ways that we have disrespected or been ungrateful for what we have is causing Mother Earth to stretch her own wings, if you will, to be able to get more comfortable and move into her own natural state so as to allow more growth, as you said. And we as human beings are learning more and more about how to take care of not only ourselves, but our environment, and that's going a long way. But the environment, you know, it does no good to recycle if you're not recycling the negative emotions within you.
Correct. You're absolutely correct. I've gone through such changes and shifts in my own life to reevaluate and to re-enter my values and my life with this planet. This planet that gives me everything. I choose not to destroy it anymore. Well, the love that we have for each other as human beings, the ones who are awake and aware, of course,
right,
will eventually circumvent all the ills, the sicknesses, the destruction that people of greed cannot understand. They simply can't evolve from this. And what I'm hoping is that in my eternal soul and love for yourself and for every other human being on this planet is that we can grow with our Mother Earth, Gaia. We simply evolve with her and not to be destroyed as the Mayans and the Egyptians and, of course, the I Ching. Everybody else has said, look, this is the end. We are peons on the back of an elephant. Yes, we are. But we can choose to live with her or we can choose to defy her. Who are we going to be? And this is my perplexity in that I live in right now, because I want to be part of her, to grow with her. Now, if that is part of my demise with her growth, so be it. But I choose to be part of her, not to be the destructor of her.
Well, sure. And the other piece too is that we have to really understand that each one of us is a living example for another. And so it's really about living our life to our highest potential of who we are. And so the idea here is to wake up in the morning and be grateful, and to go to sleep at night and to be proud and grateful. And what I mean by proud, and I've got to tell you, this is sometimes it's just not an easy thing to do every night. But the idea, I'm still mastering it, but the idea is to, once you go to sleep, when you get ready to go to sleep and put your head down and rest your entire body and move out into the ethers to be with your spiritual family, when you're able to do that and you can say to yourself, I have done my best for the day, that's all that's required of us. Whatever our best is, that we have done our best for the day, we can feel totally confident that we are moving at our highest level. And that's really all that we require of ourselves, is that we're the only ones we truly have to answer to. Is that
so you're talking about you're talking about pure energy and love that
yes.
we should give to ourselves and give to our Mother Earth.
Absolutely.
And I can concur with you more. You are a gem among so many lost souls, and I consider myself just a listener and a giver of knowledge. But you're an incredible woman, and
I think
that if more people could understand what we're talking about right now, if more people were actually interested in what we're talking about, we would not be in the situation that we are in now.
Well, but again, many times it causes, you have to sometimes get down to the bottom before you can get up to the top. And so we have to be compassionate and loving for those people who are learning right beside us, no matter what area they're at. You know, we have to meet them where they are. And so that's the piece, is that we cannot be judgmental of others. We can only
be accountable
to ourselves.
I do not judge anybody. I do not judge anybody, and they can. So many people constantly judge others. I do not do that. I haven't done that in I don't know how many years. I love people. I let them be who they're going to be, but we. Of the conscious soul, spiritual beings that we are on this planet, the reason we're having this conversation is because we're able to go far beyond these systems that have been created by these humans who want nothing and more than nothing than total control. And I am not part of that system as yourself and so many others. So we have eliminated ourselves from this process. Though we still have to live in this system, we are not part of it. So we are an infectious as any virus to say to the fact that we are infecting others with love. We are infecting them with soul conscious spirit reasoning of the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this: where you live in Arizona? You said, Robert?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I have a friend who lives in Mesa. And she's been talking about, in fact, I just had a conversation with her today that, I teach the Akashic Records. I teach people how to access their Akashic Records. We were just having a conversation today about me coming out to the Mesa, Phoenix Mesa area to teach a class. So if that's of interest to you, or you'd be interested in hearing me lecture or whatever, email me, and I will put you on my email list for future events, if that's of interest to you, okay?
I would love to. I think you guys have my phone number.
I don't have
your phone number.
No, because I'm not the producer. I mean, my producer's in California. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. So
okay,
what
well,
you can do is, let me give you my email address.
Okay.
And it's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay. I have one last question for you.
Sure.
Because Edgar Cayce was, of course, the sleeping prophet, and he was the one who originally came up with the thought or the idea, not the idea, that's not what I mean to say. He was the one who was able to enter the Akashic Records, and that's what he ended up calling it, the Akashic Records of the universe, and I believe it's multiple universes.
It is, yes.
What is your take on Edgar Cayce?
Oh, well, Edgar Cayce was a great man, but he wasn't the first to access the records or to talk about the records. Madame Blavatsky talked about them, and the Akashic Records were talked about by Nostradamus, and in every great civilization, somebody talked about, for example, the Book of Life. In Judaism, there's the Book of Life. But the Akashic Records, the word Akasha is Sanskrit for primary substance of which all things are made.
Right, I know that.
Akasha is. The Mayans were involved with the Akashic Records, even though they might have been called something else. My impression of Edgar Cayce was he was a magnificent man, and he brought forth major information for us all. The difference between what Edgar Cayce does and what I do is he did everything through trance. My method of accessing the Akashic Records is something that I have learned and what I teach, and it's all conscious.
Okay.
So that I can access the Akashic Records without going into trance. And I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer, as I mentioned, is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. That's why I can teach it, because it's not channeling. I don't leave my body. I'm in the Akashic Records right now as I'm speaking to you. And when I was talking before, that was coming directly from the Akashic Records.
Okay.
And so so when I teach people how to access their records, it's a weekend class. You learn how to use the energy of the Akashic records, and you learn how to use that prayer to access your own records. And then once a person goes through that level one, then they also can go to level two. Level two is where you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. But you need to really kind of master level one first before you move on to level two.
Okay, well, I've never done any of that. I mean, I've done a lot of meditation, and of course, I've had out of body experiences, which were just unbelievable. I mean, to describe out of body experience, I guess would be the same as, I guess I couldn't say that it'd be like accessing the Akashic Records, because that'd be an incredible feat in itself, and obviously you have the ability to do that.
But
on
I
a
teach that.
Notice.
But I teach that.
Just
if
my
that's what,
body
no, no,
experience.
Robert, well, you really need to get this. Accessing the Akashic Records is not just for special people. Accessing
right.
the Akashic Records is a birthright. And it doesn't require any experience of meditation or out of body experiences. It doesn't require any experience whatsoever. The only thing it requires is a willingness and an open heart.
Well, that sounds actually wonderful.
Yeah,
that sounds
it is.
Absolutely wonderful.
And it's an amazing tool to have in your life.
I would definitely love to attend one of your sessions.
I'm sure. Well, again, email me so I have your information, and I will email you information on my work.
Okay.
And that's open to anybody who's listening. Anybody who's listening wants to email me for information on my work, they certainly can. And I'll give you my phone number. My phone number is 216-691-1233. That's my personal office number here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's 216-691-1233. And again, the if for any 216-691-1233.
Okay.
And then again, if anybody wants the email address, it's info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my phone call. It's been very enlightening, and I wish you the best. And
well, thank you. You've just been a delightful guest. Thank you so much.
It was wonderful
for the confirmation of the information, and you shared so much information. We so deeply appreciate it. I know myself, and I know the listeners really appreciate it. And please listen again and tell your friends, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. You be well. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that a delightful call with Robert from Arizona? That was just fabulous. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello? Somebody else? Is somebody else on the line? Hello?
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 Hi. Is this another caller from Arizona?
This is Judy from Mesa.
Yeah, hi, Judy from Mesa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. All right, everybody. Judy from Mesa is also an old friend of mine, dearest friend of mine, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, actually. And you have something to share tonight, I think. Do you?
Well, yeah. I based on your strong recommendation last weekend, I did go to the event that Brazzo was doing in North Phoenix, and
okay.
It was mind-blowing, and the things, the love that comes out of this man, and without him saying a word, just looking and scanning the audience, it's humbling. It's humbling.
I agree. So it sounds like you enjoyed yourself.
I enjoyed myself. Yesterday I experienced and still have a little of it, and I know because of the teachings in our work that I'm clearing, because I ended up with some discomfort in my back, which would be behind my heart chakra. And so he got to me, you know, at a real deep level, and he's helping me to, you know, clear stuff that no longer serves me.
Great, great.
But every time I saw him, I'd get tears.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like an etheric hug from him. And
yes.
It just permeates your whole body.
Yes, that's right,
And then
today... Good. Yeah.
Today what I experienced was two things. One, I've never really been able to see auras. I sometimes will see the colored auras. I can see, like, the outline. Today, when he was up on stage, I saw white light around him, and then the next color I saw was a yellow gold, and that just went, I just went, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I was tired.
Uh-huh.
And I've been working in the energy for a long time, but it was like, okay, you've had enough.
Yeah. Okay, you're cooked.
Okay. Yeah, you're well done now. Go home.
Yeah. I'm full. I'll leave. Okay, I understand that really well. I express it when I was there is that I was at the no thing. It's like I was totally at the point of neutrality. It was, I mean, I was totally at peace, And I was just done. It was like I felt complete for the day, you know, and I so understand what you're talking about. Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Yeah, and I recommend anybody that can even go to his website and just look into his eyes. It is such unconditional love that it's humbling.
Yes. And so people who are just tuning in, who we're talking about is Bratzo, and you can go to bratzoamerica.com. That's BRACO.com. And I don't know where he's going. Let's see. Oh, actually, I do. Next weekend, April 1st, I want to say he's going to, I wrote it down, actually, because I was, unfortunately, I wanted to go to Indianapolis, because that's only 5 hours away from me, but he's going to be in Indianapolis next weekend, and so that's going to be exciting, and then I think he goes from there to Miami or Newark or something like that, but you can find that at braco.net or bracoamerica.com, so that's very special. Very special man, very special experience. So you're in Phoenix, or actually in Mesa, and you're getting ready. Have you just gotten back from there now, or what?
Oh, no. I've been back for a few hours, but just kind of processing, you know, everything that I was privileged to experience.
Sure. Were anybody there have any major miracles that you saw?
No, I not you know, it could have been in one of the sessions I wasn't at.
Right. Well, again, it many times people experience miracles that are not visible. I just sometimes there are more dramatic effects than others, and I just didn't know if there was anything special.
Well, you know, people were all speaking about the total peace they felt,
right?
And what a phenomenal man he is.
Yeah.
What I so loved about it is he isn't wanting to be looked up to or treated as anything other than just being a human being, a spiritual being in a physical presence. And
right.
He doesn't claim to be a healer, and he knows that the universe's God's energy flows through him to you, and then it's your right to accept it or not.
That's right.
So
exactly.
He doesn't claim that he does the healing. He doesn't.
Right.
It's not him.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that, I think that's the other thing is that it's very humbling, and he's a very humbling guy, and so it's pretty neat. It's a neat experience. So anybody who would like to be able to experience that, I highly recommend it. First time when he first came out, he literally took my breath away. It was just like took my breath away. That's the only way I can say it. And
I agree. I've been on
yeah.
the website and stuff, but having the honor to go see him, and also for the people that haven't seen him, to be in his energy for 1 hour in Arizona was $8.
Right, it's very reasonable. Very reasonable.
And their hope is over time that they'll be able to not charge anything.
Right.
And this will be open. But for right now, they need, you know, the funds to at least pay for the hotel rooms there where they do these. So I honor that.
Sure, absolutely. You know, well, and just to be clear, he doesn't gaze for an hour. He only gazes for maybe, you know, 6 to 8 minutes tops. So, the actual gazing events are every on the top of the hour is typically the way they're, you know. But there's other things that go on during the gazing. That is important information. So, well, thank you so much for calling there, my friend Judy. The gentleman right before you, I don't know if you're listening or not, was also from Arizona, and hopefully, I mentioned to him, I was just talking to you today about possibly coming out and doing a class out in Arizona. We just got to figure out a date.
Yes, and I wanted to just quickly, because I know your time is up.
Yeah.
I looked in Louise Hay's book on You Can Heal Your Life. You Can Heal Your Life, about cancer.
Oh, okay.
And she says cancer is a dis-ease caused by deep resentment held for a long time until it literally eats away at the body.
Wow.
Something
wow.
happens in childhood that destroys the sense of trust. This experience is never forgotten, and the individual lives with a sense of self-pity, finding it hard to develop and maintain long-term, meaningful relationships.
Wow,
because of this belief system, life seems to be a series of disappointments, a feeling of hopelessness and helplessness.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
You know, yeah. It feels, you know, and everybody can take what they want and throw the rest away.
Sure.
But I agree that we sometimes manifest the stuff, ourselves. And it can be in the things that we're ingesting because of all of the chemicals that are being put in them.
Right.
And so it's very interesting. And she believes in affirmations. And she, you know, her affirmation for cancer, I'm going to get to it here, is I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. I choose to fill my world with joy. I love and approve of myself.
Well, that's very good. And it's really about being willing to release and neutralize all cellular memory as well.
That's right. And not really truly honoring that that's in the past and we do not have to continue living it.
Right, exactly. Well, the other comment on that, you know, it's funny that it's not funny, but what we don't realize, but our children and ourselves, you know, there may be a comment that somebody thinks is just an offside comment, no biggie, and a child takes it to heart in a way that, and that gets buried, and then that's what festers. So you never know where it's coming from. So it's really important
totally
to try and clear every day as much as you can and neutralize and move into forgiveness as much as you can. What the records happen to say is that forgiveness begins when peace becomes more important than pain.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, we better get off the air or else they're going to, you know, we got to move on along here.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime. You betcha. You betcha, my friend.
Yeah, sure. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you so much, Judy. Looking forward to seeing you in Arizona soon. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, honey. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we went over a little bit, and I thank you, my producer, for allowing us to go over. So, you know, we're coming to the end of our show. Next weekend is April 3rd already. My goodness, we're now into the fourth month of this year. I mean, I don't know where the year went. It just flew by. So, but I want to thank you all for listening. This is a service that I give to you because I love the work of the Akashic Records so much, and I really love my listeners so much. So I hope you found benefit from tonight's program. Thank you, Robert, also for calling in. Thank you, Judy, for calling in. And thank you all for listening. And thank you, Don, my producer, for being there for us. So we're at the end of our time now, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Records are now closed. Amen. So again, if you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 216-691-1233. That's my private number. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. This is Donna Fox saying I love you all. Have a miracle-filled week. Bye-bye.